with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster.
Hey, so welcome back. It's the grilling guys. We've been all over the hog, so we're going to go down to the belly now and talk a little bit about pork belly. This might be something that you've done or you haven't done. Isn't this where the bacon comes from, Bob?
That is bacon.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I can tell you that I've cooked, you know, hundreds of pounds of bacon in my day, but I've never...
I think last weekend you did 100 pounds.
Yes, I did, yeah. Yeah, for 28 people. But I've never done the belly as a piece. Tell us about that.
Well, it will intimidate you if you're a newcomer to it, because you'll have tasted maybe somebody who does it really well. And the first time you do it, it's probably not going to be that great. But here's the good news. They make more.
Right.
And they're cheap.
Yeah.
So one thing I like to do is brine it.
Okay.
If I'm going to do like just a serving, you know, for four people, six people, I'm going to take about a 6-inch section of that belly and I'm going to maybe dry brine it, salt and pepper it, put it in the plastic wrap and throw it in the refrigerator for 6 hours. But there's lots of ways you can cook it. One of the ways I've got on the menu here, on the menu show plan, there you go, is a slow roasted. And there's all kinds of schools of thought on, you know, this is the best way. If you read any of these blogs or whatever, everybody wants to tout theirs as, you know, this is the best way. And you know already that there's all kinds of best ways.
Right.
It's if you pull it off and it tastes great, you'll do it again.
So before we get into that, the pork belly is just that, the belly of the hog. It has the skin on it.
Yes.
Still, right?
Right.
So there's going to be a layer of fat between the meat and the skin.
Right.
Right? So that's what it looks like. It may be, you know, you don't buy much other pork with the skin on. This is the piece that you do, and it's supposed to be that way, right?
Right.
Okay, so please go ahead.
So you can leave the skin on or take it off.
Okay.
Everybody has a different preference, and the recipe you're using, like for the burnt ends recipe I'll do in a little bit, I always take the skin off because you're making delicate little squares. This one, you're slow roasting it with the skin up, and then you're going to crank up. So you're going to dry the skin and leave it in the fridge uncovered overnight.
Okay.
Then you're going to oil it and season it on both sides. On the bottom, I'm going to fashion some butcher's paper to kind of wrap up the bottom a little bit and let the skin be on top and take the heat of that slow roasting. That's going to soften it up. But we're going to do that for about 3.5 hours at 2.25. In your smoker, in your oven, on your grill, indirect, however you want to do it. Then I'm going to crank it up to 450 for the last hour and kind of, you'll find with a pork belly that it has sort of a teardrop shape to it. So you can make these little aluminum foil balls and put it under the skinny end and pop it up so that skin gets leveled off on top and pops up out of that paper a little bit. And then it's all at the same level. And then that skin will cook at the same rate. And if you do it right, and you'll know when it's done because that top is going to be bubbly and sizzling.
Okay.
It's a wonderful thing to see.
Almost crackling.
Yeah, that's where the crackling comes from.
Right.
Yeah. And you don't have to put it on hot coals to get your cracklings.
Right. So how do I know when this thing's done?
Like I said, it's going to take about 3.5 hours and then about an hour.
Okay.
The meat will be tender, and the skin will be crispy.
Okay.
That's when it's done.
And when you serve it, how do you serve it?
Oh, however you want. You can take that piece now and slice it into ribbons.
Okay.
So, bias the grain. You can chunk it up, but typically you're gonna cut into strips.
Okay. And you serve it just with the skin on it.
Oh, man. You can do sauce. You can do all sorts of things with that. But on all kinds of flavor profiles, because it's a nice neutral piece of meat. It's not like a salmon or something that's going to take in a direction.
Right.
Pork is very pliable.
Is it
very forgiving?
Has after this technique, 3.5 hours on a 225 smoker, half hour to an hour on the 450.
A good hour.
Right. Is that fat rendered off there?
Oh yeah, heavily.
Okay.
Very heavily. You're still gonna be a lot of fat though.
Right.
This is not fat free.
Right. So
and if you left the skin on and you're cutting it into strips as you're eating it, it just makes it easier for you to run your knife along the top of the meat and take the fat and the cap all off together. You might not like the skin.
Okay.
But if you try it, if it's seasoned properly and you try it, you might be surprised.
Right. And when you cut it in that ribbon and you serve it on the plate, then you could theoretically lay it on its side and cut that skin off right on
easily,
your plate.
Very yeah. easily. Yep. But you're going to find a gorgeous piece of meat.
Yeah.
Now, if you're
very flavorful,
if you're
too.
Brining it and you're smoking it, you're really getting something very close to bacon. I mean, your flavor is going to be very, very close. Now, the burnt ends is a cool way to do it. And with that, you're going to trim all the silver skin and all the fat off the top of it.
Before you cook it?
Yes.
Okay.
And you're going to cut it into cubes.
Okay, so now I've got the pork belly without skin and without most of the fat. So I'm looking for just the lean pieces of meat?
Without the top fat.
Okay. Okay.
Between the meat and the skin, that fat is mostly gone. You're going to put it on your smoker, again, 2.25 for about 3 hours. Then you're going to take it off and put it in a saucepan or on a skillet on your grill or something that'll allow you to render it down a little bit.
Okay.
And then you're going to use, again, kind of the Kansas City sticky rib method where you've got honey butter, barbecue sauce. And just like you do with burnt ends from a brisket, you're going to heat it up in something. I like using cast on the grill because it accomplishes what I want. And I'm a lumophobe.
Yep.
And, oh, my gosh, it's going to be so good. They're just wonderful.
And what you're trying to do is get those burnt ends with the sauce, the butter, and the seasonings on there. You want them tacky.
Caramelized.
Right? And caramelize a little bit. Don't go too far where they get hard and crunchy because you're going to get that bitter flavor of all the sugar in the honey if you cook it too much.
If you want, the last 5 minutes, you can cut some carrot strips and lay them down in there next to it for a little bit of a presentation.
Carrots. Yeah.
And you'd be surprised at how good a carrot is like that.
Yeah, right. A glazed carrot.
But it's just, kind of nice to have some little dress it up a little bit.
Sure. Presentation. That's a big part of it. There's another big word for you. Presentation. Three syllables. Maybe four. So other than the burn ends, then there's another way that you've done them is with like a honey glaze.
I have not done this. This I found on the internet. It's a honey glazed pork belly. Preheat your oven to 425. You score it like you do a ham, diamond pattern.
Right.
Score the skin.
Right.
Cross hatch, they call it. Season it with salt and pepper, whatever you like, and then place it on a rack in a baking dish. And you roast it for about 3 hours.
Right. And the baking dish is key because you're going to be rendering fat and you want to catch it. You don't want it all over your oven.
You don't want to fry it.
Right.
You don't want to fry the thing. You want to roast it.
So get it up off the bottom of the pan and let the pan catch the drippings.
And I'll tell you what. If you want to try, Jop, you should do this one. Just do that once and glaze it with a little honey when you're done.
Uh-huh. Yep. Once again, you're just trying to caramelize it a little bit and get
it. You're going to add some sweet to it. But,
right.
Throw it back in for the last 10 minutes with some honey on it or some maple syrup.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh. This would be a good way if you've never done a pork belly. That's an easy way and something good to do on a day when maybe you don't feel like working too hard.
Right. Yep.
And your pellet grills and your smokers will do the same thing.
Right.
But you don't always want smoke on a piece of meat like that. There are people that don't like it too smoky.
Right. Well, yeah, and a lot of the ladies that I serve
right.
are would rather have just a touch of it than yes. maybe the guys are more right. into the big smoky flavor. But anyway, yeah,
and
I
you'll
mean, just know your crowd.
You'll know when it's done when the skin is bubbling over. It's bubbly.
Right.
You'll see it forming little bubbles and popping. You know, that's when it's done.
Cool.
Because you've rendered that skin and top fat too.
Awesome. Well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hey, get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, try some pork. It's America's white meat, and we'll talk with you next week.
And thanks for not hogging the mic.
All right, man. See ya.